This year's city council races began with nearly 40 candidates. Only four remain as they head to two runoff elections in just a few weeks. They are incumbent David Medina in District 5, challenged by newcomer Shirley Gonzalez. In District 8, where there is no incumbent, Ron Nuremberg and Rolando Briones are battling it out for the seat. Neither pulled in more than 50% of the vote in the May 11th election. Plenty of people are throwing their support behind the candidates. Former District 5 Councilwoman Patty Radel supports Gonzalez. San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro backs Medina. Former San Antonio Mayors Phil Hardberger and Bill Thornton are supporting Nuremberg. Meantime, Briones has the backing of current District 8 Councilman Reed Williams and Bexar County Commissioner Kevin Wolf. Organizations get in on the game, too. The San Antonio Police Officers Association is behind Briones, while the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association is Nuremberg's supporter. The San Antonio chapter of the AFL-CIO makes endorsements. The chapter, which represents 31 labor unions, decided to officially support Ron Nuremberg. But in the District 5 race, they didn't back either candidate. President Tom Cummins said there was a mixed bag of feelings about Medina and Gonzalez.
Our various unions were split on their opinions. Some had good working relationships with Councilman Medina. Others felt a little bit of frustration. Others saw very positive things in the challenger, Shirley Gonzalez.
The San Antonio Board of Realtors is a trade organization that endorses as well. CEO Angela Shield says their support goes to candidates they feel are for protecting private property rights. Sabre endorsed Mayor Julian Castro and a handful of incumbents like District 2's Ivy Taylor. And in the Council District 5 race,
we have endorsed David Medina as a friendly incumbent to the private property rights.
But Sabre decided to stay out of District 8 and will not support Nuremberg or Briones.
Our tendency is to always lean on the side of private property rights. And in this particular incident, we just felt that we would rather wait until we had candidates that we knew how they stood with private property rights.
It didn't endorse anyone in Elisa Chan's District 9 either. But out of all the endorsements that have been made, many are not supporting these four candidates. Take, for example, nonprofits. They are prohibited by law from endorsing anyone running for office, even though they may have a big stake in what happens with city politics. Ray Flores is the CEO of the Westside Development Corporation, a nonprofit that was founded to promote economic growth in that part of town.
We have a public purpose here, and so we're going to work with the entire city council and the mayor on continuing the progress going on here in District 5.
The Northside Chamber and all of the chambers are also included in not making endorsements. So is the Westside nonprofit San Anto Cultural Arts. Endorsements can help candidates win elections by appealing to voters who may be undecided. Although nonprofits can't make endorsements, Florida says there are important people, aside from former council members or those who hold office, who can endorse candidates. He says they're the voters, and they can decide which candidates would serve their constituents and organizations the best. Early voting for the runoff election begins June 3rd through the 11th. Election day is June 15th. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.